Hey guys, welcome back to Muslimish. I'm your host, Umu.
And I'm Mariam.
And I'm Aziza.
And welcome back. It's been a while, a couple weeks, but...
Last time we posted was October 13th, guys.
October?
Guys, okay, the reason why we haven't... Okay, also on our Instagram, we haven't been posting a lot either. It's because we're really busy. Like I know I'm very busy. Yeah.
Actually, this time, like...
Yeah, we're... Like, before, it's like our plans weren't matching up, but now it's like we're all three of us are busy. So...
Yeah, each one of us is doing her own thing. Each one of us has her own schedule. Mm-hmm. We can barely, make ends meet.
Yeah, but that's basically what this episode is about, too. We're going to be talking about the college application process and just, like, a Sunday reset, guys. Just how our lives have been, how we've been dealing with things, mental health, etc.
Yeah. Okay. So, me and Mariam, as we've said, we've been worrying about college applications. We're seniors, guys. Do you believe we're seniors?
I know, it's so sad.
It's like I was in middle school yesterday. I'm not kidding you. I never expected it to be this fast.
It went by so quick. And we started this podcast when we were sophomores, no?
Yeah, it's been 2 years, guys.
Damn, what the hell?
In a while,
yeah. Guys, really, and I'm 18
tomorrow.
Not yet, yeah. Sis. She's gonna be 18 in a few hours.
Yeah. That's crazy. Aziza's gonna
Aziza is grown up.
Stop.
Let's take a moment and cry, guys. But let's make dua for Aziza's 18th year.
Inshallah, I bring you everything you want this year, and. Mm-hmm. Life continues, you'll be happy, you know.
Inshallah, you get your money up and not your funny up.
Really, because she's not funny, so.
Umu, you thought you ate that up, right?
I did.
Guys, I'm funny, right? Like you guys think I'm funny, not. Mariam and Umu are not funny.
Not laughing.
Me and Mariam are doing college apps because, you know, it's, what is it, December? Oh my god, it's December, guys. Okay, but we've been doing it for a couple of months now, and some of the decisions are coming out this week and mm-hmm. following weeks, so we're kind of stressed right now. And then we're also trying to finish up that rest of our applications.
Yes, it's been a very, very eventful few months with these college apps. Everybody's always junior year is the hardest. No, bro. Senior year has been the hardest for me because it's work on top of college apps, on top of everything else. It's so stressful. And I've generally had some of the worst 2 months of my life.
In junior year?
What?
Do you start applying to colleges in junior year?
It depends.
No, we started this year.
Because I know some people, I think, that, studied in junior.
Well, basically, a lot of people, people who want to get ahead will start, the end of their junior year in the summer, applying. But yeah. I just waited until, August, late in August to start. And, the reason why is because I have early application. Those you get early decisions. And those end in November 1st. So now I'm just doing regular decisions, which ends in January 1st to the 5th. So
That's actually important to bring up for all the juniors right now, even sophomores. I would say to start your college apps literally maybe July.
No,
July of your junior year.
I don't think you should start college apps on July.
Why
start? Okay, this is why I say you start your Common App essay, because that one, stuck in for months. But you know, college apps, they change the essays. I don't say you start it, because the actual college app, I'm pretty sure, opens August 1st. So get ahead in August and starting it, Because, you know, once you get into your senior year, you're gonna have, like, if you're like someone like me taking multiple AP classes, you don't want like the AP work on top of like your college apps and writing essays. So get ahead in August, but if you want to be like really, really ahead, start your Common App essay in like July, you know, or June even. Like, you can get your English teachers to help you and like get ideas and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like your personal statement. Because me, I started my stuff around like I think the first week of August, because I was forced to. I mean, if I wasn't forced to, like I would have never even thought about like starting to apply that early. But it's gonna treat you good, like, because right now I already have most of my stuff done, and of course there's like a few supplementals that I'm still worried about, but it's gonna be better. Like Umu said, if you're struggling with like APs or IB classes, you do not want to be writing personal statements and supplements on top of that. Like, that's actually the part that is hurting me physically the most, because since I do IB, I have to do like four like 2,000 word essay projects, whatever, on top of my personal statement, on top of my supplemental essays. Like, if I had not already had my personal statement done and half of my supplemental essays done, it would have been so like, I don't think I'll be alive right now.
Yeah, like also like me, when I finished, like for example, like when I finished my personal statement, I feel like a weight was lifted off my shoulder. Like the hardest part is fitting, especially if you're using Common App, the hardest part is fitting your like what you want colleges to really know about you, your whole life story, into 650 words. And like I'm telling you right now, ask Mary, I'm like, I wrote like almost 20 drafts, guys.
It was so annoying. Every day she was like, "Can you read this one? Can you read this one? Can you read this one?" Like, sis.
But like I finally got one and I don't know how I feel about it until I see my decisions. But I know it got me into one school. So it wasn't that bad, I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's the supplements, guys. Like they're short, but it's like great questions, like good deep questions. You gotta look into it. Like, especially those why us questions, like, you know, they'd be like, for example, Yale, like why do you want to go to Yale? I don't know, because it's an Ivy League school. Like
Exactly. Those are the most stressful for me to answer, because it's like, bro, you know why I want to go here. Like, don't ask me that question.
yeah. And then now we gotta stress about scholarships. Oh, guys, like, because you know, guys, I'm telling you right now, college is not cheap. Looking at these prices, talking about a dorm per semester is 10K.
It's
Per
not.
semester, I don't know about that, but yeah.
Also, like the mental health aspect of it, it's like I've been saying, like for the past like 10 minutes, it's been like a really bad past few months for me. And I just feel like that's reflecting off like on the way like I act and stuff. Like, usually, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but usually I'm like really talkative in the group chat and stuff like that. But like sometimes there's weeks where I'm just like, LMAO.
YOLO.
And that's all.
I can't notice because I barely.
You don't respond to the group chat.
What?
No, I see it too. Like, it's because also when you think about it, like this is our life. Like, this is gonna be the next 4 years. When you get a job, they're gonna be like, "Where did you go to college?" You know, like it's a hard decision to make, right? So when I think of like where I'm gonna end up, I just get like so stressed mentally, and it's like I said, we're gonna get decisions like these upcoming weeks, and I'm so stressed. Like it's like this is the school I really want to go to. I spent hours fixing my essays. I spent hours like deciding, what am I gonna do at this school? Like what my life would look like at this school, and then in a minute, it tells you whether you got accepted or declined or deferred. And it's like when you get deferred, I feel like it's gonna be worse because it's like you're gonna have to wait longer to figure out, like, you know, this is the school. Are they gonna accept me or not? Like, that's the hardest part of, like, I'm assuming, even though we haven't been there, but like being here right now, waiting for decisions is so stressful. Like, telling you guys, like, the other day, like, I don't feel like getting up and finishing my essays for college. Like, is it even worth it? Like, it just mentally got to me. And also, not only that, I feel like it's also like how the world is right now. Like, is it really worth it? Like, all of this? Because you know what's Palestine? Like, death is not, when you think of death, it's like, it's fast. Death is faster than life. That's the crazy part. Like, you can just die within seconds and that's it. Like, you're going to the afterlife, and you know that's when life is actually is, because it's just the dunya. So I'm just like, bro, what if I died right now? Like, is it really worth it? Like, I mean, it's like I was just stressing a lot, and I feel like it's because I'm thinking too much into the future, what my future would look like, and like, what if like my future just stopped right now? And also, like, because of that, I've also been trying to like be more like, make more du'as, because I'm not somebody who makes a lot of du'as, so I'm like working on that. And then also I'm trying to like learn more about Islam. Like, we're gonna make an episode on this too, like being Muslim, like being born Muslim and learning about Islam. But like, it's like I want to be more religious, because like thinking of what's happening to these Palestinians and their faith, like they have so much faith, guys. Like, I just be crying watching these videos, but like they have so much faith, and it's like I want to be that person, right? Even if my life is stressful, even if like there's a lot going on, I want to be someone who will always turn back to Allah, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how it's been like for me these past few weeks. Just, yeah,
I feel you, bro. Not on the college part, but like on the trying to become a better Muslim part.
I agree with everything, as well as I just feel like I've been dealing with like the biggest wave of like imposter syndrome right now, especially since, like, you know, I'm part of SEO, which is just like a bunch of high achieving scholars in New York City, and seeing everybody get like their QuestBridge and policy decisions, and I'm just here like, damn, like, should I even be amongst this group of people right now? But it's just like, there's so many different pathways, and you shouldn't be worrying about other people's pathways. You should just be worrying about yours. But you never know. It's different for everybody. They might get into college right now, and you might have to wait a couple months. But either way, like, I think we all need to remember that. I mean, we're going to go to college, inshallah, and we're all going to have to go through those 4 years either way. So either way you do it, like, it's going to happen either way, whether that's at your dream school or at a safety. But yeah, it's still really stressful just thinking like you're not good enough for these colleges, and literally having like your past 4 years of your life determine one decision that you said that could literally come in like a minute. I could be chilling right now, and in a minute I could know if I'm rejected from like my dream school. So it's stressful, because every second you're just thinking like, every time I get an email, I'm like, yo, what is this? It scares me.
Yeah, because, you know, they say, like, adults are like, oh, my God, you know, college was, like, either the best 4 years of their life or, like, the worst 4 years of their life. And, you know, I also see people, like, get rejected from their dream schools, and they feel, like, so discouraged. And I'm like, am I going to be one of those people? Like, I don't want to be one of those people. Like, I don't. Because me personally, I don't really have a dream school, but I have dream schools that I wish I could get into, because they have like the best educations, you know, in the country. And those are the ones I really want to get into. And it's like, I don't want to like, okay, so I don't want to stay in Indiana where politics, like studying, because I want to study politics, where studying politics isn't really a big thing unless you get into a really great program. Whereas, like, compared to like Georgetown, like, they have one of the best political, like, political science education in the country. And it's like, if I don't get into this like program or school, I'm gonna have to use my backup. And it's like, am I going to really make it in life and stuff? Like, that's my thought, and that's what's scary. It's not really like, oh, am I going to get in, or this? It's like, what is my life going to look like if I don't get in, you know? Like, I'm thinking for the most positive thing. And you know what you said, like, the imposter syndrome? Like this year, I think this semester, like I've been struggling so much to like do my work on time, like just like study and stuff like that. And like when I look at my classmates, like they have like these good grades, like they look like they're not sh like struggling and stuff, but it's like I can't generalize, you know, people they have their own stuff, but it's like I feel like their life is so put together, and like these people, like they have their license, and I'm just like I don't even have my permit yet, and I just feel like I'm like not in with everyone else, like, and I don't know, like maybe it's because I moved here late, I don't know, but it's like I don't know, I just want to like get out so fast. Hopefully, if like, the colleges I applied to let me in and stuff. And like, I never thought of this stuff before. Like, last junior year, bro, I was stressing about whether I'm gonna get the highest grades, you know, this year, because it's like the last, like, really big year that colleges look at your grades and stuff. But like, now that I'm like a senior and I'm applying to college, it's like, whoa, whoa, not too much.
Yeah, it's scary, bro. Especially what you're saying about like you being you feeling like behind. I don't know. I just feel like some people's lives are moving so much faster than mine. And I'm just like, bro, I'm still living at home feeling like a child. I don't even feel 17, bro. I'm about to turn 18 once and I feel like I'm 14 years old still.
Also, like the thing, you know, I just turned 17. Meanwhile, my whole class, bro, everyone is 18 already, or like 17 turning 18. And like, there's not a lot of people who were born in 2006 in my class. So it's like, I feel like, and whenever I mention that, people are like, why are you a senior? You know, you should be a junior. I always feel like, damn, like, really, like, I don't fit in. Like, am I really a senior? Like, I mean, I know I'm a senior, but it's like, it doesn't feel like I'm a senior. It feels like I'm making too many fast decisions as like, just a young person. And you know, now I'm realizing maybe being 18 so fast isn't a good thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe being
No,
adult
like
the best.
reflect.
Like, come on, give us examples.
Makes me reflect because like whenever like so you know how when you're applying to college and it asks you like, oh, how did COVID-19 affect you? I have not filled that out once because I'm like I didn't get affected as much as other people, but I feel like it slowed down like my me like myself mentally so much because I just feel stuck in that time mentally. Like I feel like if COVID was to not happen, I would actually feel my real age right now. But since time has been going so fast since COVID, like every birthday is just like another day for me. Like sometimes people ask me how old I am, and I'm just like, oh, I'm 17. Like it takes me a second.
Yeah. And no, I get you. 'Cause like basically before COVID, I used to love school. I used to literally come home and like want to do homework and stuff. Like I was someone who actively like participated in class and stuff. But then like COVID hit and I felt so isolated, and I think that's like when like I started procrastinating, and my procrastination still happened. And that's when I started, like, life just basically slowed down. And I was like, what is going on? I have no idea what is going on. But then COVID just passed. Like, you know how we were all stressed, like, COVID was gonna last for so long. But then it just ended. Am I the only one who sees that? Like, it just ended so fast. And we thought it was gonna last longer. So, like, when it ended, I was like, bro, that doesn't even feel real. Like right now, if you ask me what happened during quarantine, I cannot give you a single thought because I don't remember. I don't.
Literally.
Bro,
That
for
goes
me,
back to what
I feel like COVID made everything go faster, not slower. Like now everything is like going too fast. It's like I can't keep up with what's going on. You know, all of a sudden this is happening, that is happening, this I'm turning 18. How the hell am I turning 18, bro?
Seriously.
That I still can't believe. I still feel like 16.
Exactly. That goes back to what Uma was saying about like the stuff in Palestine right now, because like it's like when COVID happened, I was like, damn, like I could be doing all of this just for everything to be messed up tomorrow. Now it's the stuff in Palestine is happening, and it's just the same thing. Like, I could be doing all of this right now, and tomorrow is gonna be like the biggest war. Not saying that's gonna happen, but you know.
Yeah, like also now that you mentioned like that, like I'm thinking about, you know how in 20, like during 2020 when George Floyd passed away, you know, like everybody was like advocating for like Black Lives Matter, and I remember everyone was just talking about it and talking about it, and like all of a sudden everybody became an activist, not to like generalize it, but like, you know, I was posting a lot about like Black Lives Matter. I know people who are posting a lot. And you know, we were still, I'm pretty sure we were freshmen then. And now we're seniors. And what's happening in, like, oh, yeah, let me not, like, Black Lives Matter, like, everybody was posting. And then all of a sudden, it just stopped. Like, it just stopped. And now, what's happening in Palestine, people have been talking about it so much for the past 2 months. And now all of a sudden, there's people who are not even posting about it anymore. And that's what I'm scared about. Like, what if people stop talking about what's happening in Palestine? And that's scary because, like, people, 20,000 people have died in just like 2 months. Like, people think, because you know how people on social media can have 20,000 followers? It's not like having 20,000 people following you, it's like 20,000 people dying. That's what people don't realize. Like, the numbers are too high. Even one life is too much. But 20,000, that's too many. And it just bothers me how people are being so ignorant about it. People are like, oh, I'm not educated enough. When you can get up, like, I swear to God, people act like Google's is not free. They want people to say it to you, but it's like you can do your own research. Research is free. And I'm scared people are gonna start talking about Palestine and our governments don't clearly care because they keep saying no to a ceasefire. And what if they even say no to a ceasefire? Is Israel really going to stop? Like, that's what I'm thinking about. They might intervene, but it's like, will they really stop? Because didn't Joe Biden was like, oh, we need an Israel because it keeps our interest in the Middle East and stuff like that. Like, our government is too money hungry. So, like, I'm scared generally. Like, we can't let that like stop talking about Pat. And also, like, you know, in Congo and Sudan and stuff and other countries,
So
like,
much stuff going in the world right now that like people are just so aware about.
and you know what else, like, you know how we were talking about how like we're becoming like the new adults, what you do you realize how the older generation, the generation before us, they push everything onto Gen Z. You see what's happening on college campuses about the Palestine thing. Like, obviously there's adults advocating, but it's like all of the issues from past generations are being pushed onto Gen Z. And I can talk about this forever, like so much things like climate change. They didn't do anything about it, but now they're advocating for Gen Z to push for climate change. Like, I feel like we're being too burdened by social, like society and like our policies at government, and like our government is ruled by old people, and it's like a Gen Z, a lot of people don't want to vote anymore because they feel like the government isn't like, you know, doing anything. And that's where the problem falls in because people are pushing us to be the change, but it's like a lot of us don't want to be the change. We shouldn't be forced, Gen Z shouldn't be forced to be, you know, fixing older generations' problems. Like, they're forcing us to fix everything. And you know, like I post a lot about what's happening, but it's like I feel like nobody's listening. And then I feel guilty that nobody's listening. Do you guys feel like, I don't know, I feel guilty that nobody's listening, but then there's like some people, but it's like I feel guilty that not enough people are listening. And yeah, I don't I just
I
feel.
mean, I think that like I don't think we should feel guilty because I mean we're doing the best that we can to push, but I mean we don't have a large following. So if people are not seeing it, like I don't know, there's nothing we could really do about that. But at the same time, what you were saying about like them pushing stuff onto Gen Z, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of good because I mean, we are like the next generation to be, you know, in control of like politics and all of that stuff. So I don't know. I feel like it's better to have a young voice than these people who just have no perspective about anybody else and just, you know about themselves and their own opinions. I feel like it's better for Gen Z to have a say, but.
Yeah, I think it's good. Like, I'm not saying it's bad that we're not like creating change. I'm just like worried about like our mental health. Like, you know, because you know we're more like Gen Z is more like, you know, what is it called? Acceptable to the idea of mental health, right? But it's like too much of it is happening, and I'm not trying to generalize mental health, but it's like everybody is so sad these days. Like everybody has like their own like mental problems and stuff, and it's like how are we gonna deal with all this? Like if it's too much, how are we gonna deal with it, you know?
Yeah, that's why we have. That's why half of every high school ever want to be like therapists.
That's going to psychology. Yeah, I want to talk about mental health more because I feel like you could just see, like, especially like during senior year, you could see everybody slowly declining. Like, people have changed so much.
That's so true.
Like, low key, like, it's not as hype as it was before. Like, people are just, we're finally realizing, like, we're, this is not a joke anymore. We're not. Like,
Like them, we're growing.
we're growing up, and it's so sad, bro.
Like, also, you know what I was thinking about right now? Like I said, Gen Z, like, you know, in Congo, like vapes, like it affects them, like when people get vapes, because it's like really disposable and they have to like mine a lot. And I was seeing like people like stop vaping, like you know Gen Z, they love vapes. Like I don't know what it is, but you know people around us love vaping, but a lot of them are stopping because they know it's bad, and that's a good thing. Like they didn't stop because of their health, but they stopped because you know it's gonna like stop like from people from dying and stuff like that, and it shows that we really care. Even though there might be some of us that don't care, a lot of us care. We have human emotions. We're not heartless like them past generations and them greedy people. And I think that's a good thing, like for future policy and like politics. Hopefully, it keeps happening because I love our generation. Like, I don't think we're bad people. I just think that there's just like so much happening in the world, and like we kind of feel like stressed by it, because I do. I feel like I am, because you know like, Palestine has been happening for 75 years and lots of people are literally just learning about it. Like do you know how insane that is?
Yeah. Mad
Not
about stuff.
back.
Gen Z has a drug abuse problem.
You know, at least we don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
At least we don't do cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well,
But it's worse, so I don't know.
I don't know, but at least I'm not on drugs.
Yeah.
Even put that in.
Yeah. Before your dad starts checking your room.
What the hell? I said I'm not.
But yeah. But Ziza, do you want to talk about you? Like, we've been talking about us. Like, come on.
Literally, I haven't seen nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing to say except for I've been grinding, I've been working. And currently, I'm taking a gap year since I'm not in a suitable position in my life to be going through the whole college process and going to college and stuff. I'm taking a little bit of a different path than literally everybody else. For me, I'm gonna take my GED since I was not able to like finish high school. I got somebody suggested to me like that I take high school like after I'm 18 or once I'm ready, right? But honestly, that's kind of embarrassing. Imagine going to high school like turning 19 or turning 20. Hell
Can you
no. Huh?
online? Can you do it online?
Girl, online is too much money.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna do my GED. It's gonna be easier, faster. And then after that, I'm thinking about going to community college for a while just to take the core classes. And then after that, once I'm like ready to like enter the whatever I'm gonna do, which I'm thinking I might do dentistry or like cosmetology, like hair.
To be
Yeah.
a
Huh?
middle school.
What?
I said all because you've been wanting to be a dentist since middle school.
Exactly. Either that or like cosmetology, like natural hair, all that stuff. I want to like specify in like natural hair. It's either this or that. The last year where I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna like try to apply for a more prestigious like place, school or whatever. And yeah, that is my current plan. But like for the time being, I'm working, I'm grinding, saving, making money, you know, all that good stuff. And yeah.
I think that we need to give the biggest shout out to Aziza because like, I feel like she's the perfect example of like everything we've been talking about how like life could be this way one day and the next day it completely like completely different.
Yeah.
But like Aziza has been like so I feel like positive about it ever since like life is not
Life
it's
is
not a
not
one
perfect.
it's not perfect at all,
Yeah.
but I feel like you've been so po you've just been so positive about it and like you never stop like trying to make it work for you, and I don't know if any of you guys are struggling with that, like just be positive because it could feel like it's so worthless sometimes, but you have to continue because life goes on, you know.
Yeah. No matter what happens, like even if you feel alone, if you feel like life is coming at you with full speed, you got nobody, whatever, you gotta like believe. And you know what? That's when the religious part comes in. Personally, when I feel like, oh, like damn, why is this happening to me? Like, oh, like I feel lonely or whatever. Like I come to Allah. Like I don't. Yeah, I talk to Marilyn. Oh, of course, but and my sister, but like Allah. Like I go straight to him first, and then I talk to my friends. Cause like to begin with, like he made us for a reason. Like he knows what's going on more than any of us know what's up. He knows what you're going through. He knows all that. So it's like you gotta go back to him. You gotta seek comfort from him because you'll never find comfort in anything else, like as well or like as good as you will like find it in Allah.
People who go like through the same thing. Even worse, where like they're just alone, they have nobody for them, and like, what are they supposed to turn to? If that was
Exactly.
me, and any religious guidance, what would I do? Like, there's literally nothing you could turn to.
Like that's what I say, like Allah, like we have to remember that Allah, like he knows what is in our hearts. Like sometimes you may like sit down and like you don't know like what to say to Allah, but like Allah knows, as long as you always like have Allah in your heart. And that's why like I was literally talking about this the other day with my MSA club. I was talking about how when you're like Muslim, you have to be you when you're Muslim, it's not kind of like just a religion. It's like spiritually, like Islam is with you every moment of your life, every second of your day. Like for example, we don't realize it, but when we pray 5 times a day, we're always coming back to Allah. When we read Quran, we're always coming back to Allah. When we make du'as, like you know the du'as to walk into the bathroom, we always making du'a for that. Like we're always saying something, and that's why I love Islam so much. Like you don't stop forgetting that you're Muslim. You're always remembering that you are Muslim, and when you feel at your lowest, don't just like find other like things to do, like don't just cry, like go pray.
Don't do drugs.
Okay, don't okay.
Listen to music.
But don't, like if you want to cry, I'm telling you right now, go make 2 rakats, bro, and you're going to end up crying. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, when you're just so low, like, Allah, just go to Allah, bro. It feels so much better. It feels like you're not alone. Like, even though you may have people around you all the time, you can feel alone. But when you know that Allah is there with you, you're never going to feel alone. Because it may be hard. Like, for example, I have, like, something going on and I don't tell you guys. At the end of the day, you don't need to tell anyone because, once again, Allah can, you know, like, see in your heart what is going on. And that's why I, like, always, like, try to make, like, always come back to Allah. Like, and even though it fits hard for me, like, right now I'm coming back. Like, I was the type of person when I was sad about something, I would literally just go in my bed and cry. Like, but now I'm just trying to make dua and stuff because that's just how it is as a Muslim, you know?
Yeah. Interesting.
I wish you guys all the best of luck with your college applications, everything else going on in everybody's life right now. Mm-hmm. Make dua. You're not alone. What else?
If you ever need to talk to us, once again, our DMs are open to whoever like wants to text us. If you need somebody to be there for you, if you need help with anything as well, like college-wise, like questions. We're not going through your essay for you, but like if you got any questions, we can help.
Yeah, and also like if you just like if you're Muslim or not Muslim, just always like find a habit that you can like hold on to when you're at your lowest. Like for me, that's maybe like I don't know, going to pray, making dua. And if you're not Muslim, journaling is such a good habit. And I don't mean in your notes app because yeah, guys, the notes app era is over. I mean, like, get a notebook and journal in it. I love journaling. I don't do it often, but, like, when I do, it's, like, very satisfying. So, like, find a way to, like, feel like you're not, you know, too stressed or, like, you know, sad and, like, moody. Like, find a habit that can help you center yourself and into what's happening in reality and what your situation is. And just remember, when even if you feel alone, there's somebody out there that's got your back, bro. Like, don't feel like you're by yourself in this world, because you're really not. There's 8 billion people, so
exactly.
Okay, guys, follow our social medias.
Well, we don't even post, but
we're gonna try as much as possible to be as active as possible, but you gotta also excuse us since we are all going through like stuff right now, whether it's school, whether it's life, whether it's whatever, and we're really busy. Like, trust me, we don't we barely talk, like, yeah. But we're trying to get our lives together. But we will try to post as much as possible on our Instagram, TikTok. We forget about our Discord, bro, and Pinterest.
That don't exist anymore.
Imagine people are actually joining it.
No, they're not.
We should take off our link tree.
Yeah, we should. But that's all for today's episode. We just wanted to like catch up and like just, you know, have a little talk. I mean, this episode was kind of sad now that I think about it.
This episode got kind of emotional. I was about to cry.
Me too.
Me too. Like twice.
No, guys, it's because we're getting older. Like, we really, like, if you think about it, we kind of grew up together. Like, we've been new. Well, you guys knew each other since middle school, but, like, I knew you guys since, like, I was a freshman in high school. So it's like we really grew up together. Like,
damn, bro. I truly hope we stay together for, like, the longest time.
We will, inshallah, bro.
Inshallah.
together, we do everything.
Guys, like those are my kids' godparents, bro. Like
Godparents, Allah, we're their aunties. Oh, God, wait, God, it's not in Islam. We can't do That don't sound correct. Oh, okay, that don't sound right.
aunties.
That's the thing. Like, if anything, we there for your kids for real. Like,
Exactly.
your kids are literally my kids.
Same for you guys, girl.
They're gonna call each other cousins. Yeah, sisters, basically. But yeah, that's all for today. This episode's getting long.
Yeah. Okay, we look like we're gonna keep it 20 minutes.
Right. Bye, guys. Wait, one last thing. Please, please, please give us episode ideas, guys. We're running out. Yo, we're running out, but we have a whole list.
We have a list, but you know, like, those are things that we can't talk about in the moment, even. Like, so yes, okay, that's it.
All right, that's it, guys.
All right,
Bye.
guys, bye.
Bye.